As a journalist, Franklin P. Adams once said, "I find that a great part of the information I have acquired was by looking up something and finding something else on the way." This attitude of serendipity and discovery surrounds research and is at the heart of the university's mission. Each year, the University of Oklahoma's College of Arts and Sciences holds a reception to honor their faculty members that have published a book within the past year. 2007 proves no different, and this year, University Libraries is joining in the celebration by creating a bibliography of these works and making it accessible through the library's website, and by featuring these books in a display near the south entrance of the library. The bibliography lists works by the author's department and includes bibliographic information about the work, as well as a link to the catalog record for the book, to make it easier to locate call numbers and check availability. To pique your interest in some of these works, excerpts have been chosen to represent the vast array of areas in which our faculty are publishing. From OU's Botany and Microbiology Department, Professor Ichi Liu co-authored the book Soil Respiration and the Environment, which was published by Elsevier Academic Press in 2006. In the introduction of the book, the authors write, "Soil respiration is a crucial piece of the puzzle that is the Earth's system. To understand how the Earth system functions, we need to figure out the role that soil respiration plays in regulating atmospheric CO2 concentrations and climate dynamics. Will global warming instigate a positive feedback loop between the global carbon cycle and the climate system that would, in turn, aggravate climate warming? How critical is soil respiration in regulating this positive feedback? To answer these questions, we have to understand the process involved in soil respiration, examine how these processes respond to environmental change, and account for their spatial and temporal variability." From the Department of Communication, Professor Michael Pfau has co-authored a book entitled Mediating the Vote: The Changing Media Landscape in U.S. Presidential Campaigns. The co-authors for this book are two OU graduate students, Brian Houston and Shane M. Semler, also in the Department of Communication. The introduction of this book clearly outlines the questions answered throughout the book. The book systematically explores a number of questions important to democratic engagement. Are Democratic and Republican partisans increasingly turning to different communication forms for information about candidates and campaigns? And, if so, what does this mean for political discourse? What communication forms do the marginally attentive use? And, if entertainment is becoming their primary source of information, what does this suggest for the future of American democracy? Do communication forms differ in their effective and cognitive proclivities? And, if they do, what are the implications for assumptions about democratic engagement? What communication forms exerted the greatest impact on people's perceptions of the presidential candidates early and late in the 2004 general election campaign? Did overall impact of communication relative to socio-demographic factors such as party identification grow over the course of the presidential election campaign? And how do different communication forms vary in terms of their influence on normative outcomes? Do some communication forms elevate, whereas others strain against rather than with the grain of basic democratic values? This investigation probes these questions. Also in the Department of Communication, Professor Jill Eady wrote Troubled Pasts, News and the Collective Memory of Social Unrest, which was published by Temple University Press in 2006. In the sixth chapter of the book, Professor Eady writes, "Isn't it ironic that the one thing for which most people remember George Santayana is his observation that those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it? The idea that history repeats itself is as perilous as it is seductive. Human affairs are complex, and knowing the past can make them more understandable, more predictable. But while the future is contingent on the past, it doesn't really repeat it. World War II wasn't just a reprise of World War I. South Korea wasn't the next Czechoslovakia. And the 2003 Iraq War didn't just resolve the unfinished business of the 1991 Gulf War. And if forgetting is bad, inappropriate remembering may be even worse. But what tempts reporters and public officials to use the past, and how can they use it well?" From OU's Department of Sociology, Professor Robert Franzese has co-authored the third edition of the book Young Gangs. In the conclusion of this book, the authors conjecture, simple projections of past trends would suggest that youth activity will continue unabated into the foreseeable future, that youth gang violence will remain the same or perhaps escalate, that youth gangs will continue to recruit new members from an increasingly large population base, and that with the growth of suburban areas and small towns, youth gangs will become present and active in places largely untouched until now by youth gang activity. Old policies for coping with youth gangs will continue to be supported, despite their failure to make inroads into the gang problem, because of a need to do something about the youth gang problem. Various new intervention programs, especially at the local level, will be proposed, tested, poorly evaluated, and found to be inadequate to deal with the youth gang problem. The outlook based on past trends is grim indeed. It suggests that our efforts at dealing with youth gangs are doomed to futility. We would suggest that if we do no better than to continue past efforts at youth gang intervention, futility is exactly what we can expect. These books and excerpts are mere representations of the wealth of faculty talent and expertise represented in the College of Arts and Sciences at OU. As you have heard, OU faculty publish on a broad array of topics. Visit the library's website at libraries.ou.edu and search the library's catalog to see what other works your professors or colleagues may have published. If you have questions related to your research or our collections, please email us at librarian@ou.edu or call us at 405-325-4142.